Well, I'd like to welcome you to the April session of the Nebraska Court of Appeals. My name is Larry Welch. I'm pleased to be joined here today by Chief Judge Mike Pirtle, sitting over here on my right, and Judge Dave Arterburn of Papillion, sitting over here on my left. We're pleased to be back here today. We've been doing this remotely for a while. This is our first time back live, so we're very pleased to be here. A couple of things as it relates to COVID, though. When you do approach, when you're speaking, please do lower your mask or remove it or however, whatever's comfortable for you so that we can hear. And then when you exit today, if you would exit out this side door as opposed to the back, perhaps they told you that already, but that's consistent with our procedures. We have four cases on the call today. I will officially call yours here in a second. When you do approach, and with respect to remarks today, I would remind you that we do live stream this and we record this and archive it. So to the extent there's any confidential information, please keep that in mind with respect to your remarks. Okay. First matter on the call today, case number A20-0550, Keir versus County of Hall. Please approach.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court and opposing counsel, I'm Tom McCarty from the Keating O'Gara Law Firm in Lincoln, Nebraska. I represent appellants FOP number 10 and Deputy Melissa Keir. FOP number 10 is the exclusive bargaining agent for the deputies in Hall County, Nebraska, and Deputy Keir is one of those deputies. The issue before the court is whether the sheriff of Hall County has the authority to reject unilaterally the results of a shift bidding procedure. The Merit Commission of Hall County, which is where the grievance was initially tried, found that their own regulations gave the sheriff that authority. And those regulations were not put into the evidence by the party or argued by the party. That was just something they did sua sponte and took judicial notice of their own regulations. The district court on appeal affirmed essentially the result, but then went a step further and said that the party's management rights provision allowed the sheriff to also reject the results of the shift bid. Those results are incorrect. The Merit Commission regulations do not give the sheriff that authority, and neither do the management rights provisions for several reasons.
Is it the fact that we have two conflicting things here, or are these two things that are supposed to work in harmony, and if so, how?
And with respect to the regulations or the management rights provision, Your Honor?
Regulations as it pertains to this situation.
Yeah, so the regulations, no, they're not intended to work in harmony. The regulations are not intended to cover this issue at all. So when under the Nebraska Industrial Relations Act, the parties are permitted to bargain over any topic unless it's a prohibited subject of bargaining. And the AFSCME case defined what that is. It says you can't bargain over things that would violate a statutory directive. Otherwise, the bargaining agreement controls. So to the extent there's any conflict, the bargaining agreement controls. And here we don't have a statute and we don't have a directive. So there is no statute on point. Even to the extent this court were to give the regulation the authority of statute, which would not be consistent with the AFSCME case, but if the court did, we'd still be looking for directive language, mandatory language in the transfer rules, and that doesn't exist either. So as the sheriff may at his discretion transfer employees from shifts, that's not the type of statutory directive or mandatory language that's required under the AFSCME case. AFSCME said that even if a topic is covered by a statute, it's not a question of whether it's in conflict, but the real question is whether the statute contains direct and mandatory language. The other issue with the regulation is it's invalid. So when you look at the validity of a regulation, it has to be reasonably related to the subject matter of the statute. And also it has to derive from that statutory authority that's given to the Merit Commission. And here, neither of those happen.
You're arguing it's invalid, is that correct?
Yes,
you're. There was not a finding.
There was not a finding of validity. The district court found that it was valid. So the district court did not find that it was invalid. The district court actually found that it was valid. The district court did that, though, pursuant to the rulemaking function described in Nebraska Revised Statute 23-1727. First, it's important to notice that the Merit Commission statutes as a whole don't talk about employees' work hours or shifts. The entire merit system is based on how we fill vacancies in the public service, not once someone's in the public service, how they're scheduled to work. That's simply not the subject of the Merit Commission statutes. The particular statute the district court cited says the Merit Commission can adopt rules for the examination and selections of person to fill positions in the classified service, which are required to be filled by appointment. The only provisions in the Merit Commission statute that talk about fill an appointment talk about filling an actual job vacancy. And that has to be done by competitive examination. Here, the regulations don't have anything to do with competitive examination. They deal with hours and work. And under the statutes, the sheriff retains the right to be the personnel director. And under the Freese case, it says the sheriff doesn't give up his right to manage his department. And if that includes agreeing under the Industrial Relations Act to give up whatever authority he has under the shipbidding provisions, he certainly may do so.
That's discretionary on his part, is that correct?
Whether he wants to bind himself to an agreement, possibly. The issue here wasn't whether it was a mandatory subject or a permissive subject to bargaining. Those have different connotations. Shipbidding and hours of work, if you look at the Industrial Relations Act, hours of work is a mandatory subject to bargaining. So the sheriff would have to bargain over that to impasse before changing the provisions. But either way, that really, that distinction doesn't matter here because he did bind himself to the shipbidding provisions, which he's certainly permitted to do. Whatever authority or management right he has, he can voluntarily give that up in a bargaining agreement.
How do you read the provision, though, together, the provision from Section 4 that gives the sheriff the right to transfer or assign personnel? Because we seem to have potentially two conflicting provisions. I mean, don't we have to try to read those together? And if so, how do we weigh one of those provisions heavier than the other?
Right. The bargaining agreement actually, Judge, to the extent there is a conflict, the bargaining agreement answers that question. It says, to the extent there are specific limitations on the management rights provisions put in the contract and express provisions of the contract that govern, those supersede the management rights discussed. One question is whether the word to transfer actually means to move shifts. The Merit Commission statutes certainly don't describe it that way. The Merit Commission statutes describe.
Well, wasn't this more than just shifts, though? Because wasn't your client moved from a patrol type of assignment to a courthouse security assignment?
There was a move like that in May, but the shift bidding itself did not address that. So she was able to open up for the shift. So under the shift bidding procedures, the sheriff reserved for himself the right to assign employees in and out of the drug unit and in and out of the investigations unit, but did not reserve the right for himself to assign employees outside of those units. And so that's where the shift bidding provisions, when you see the shift bidding provisions, they contain the mandatory language that would be necessary to limit his authority. Employees will be allowed to select days and shifts off. Shift bids will be based on seniority. All bargaining unit position work shift and days off will be open for bid. So that would include a court security position. The only positions reserved by the sheriff were the drug unit and investigator unit.
So back to this initial question, are those necessarily in conflict though? I mean, can you choose your shift? Now you have your shift, but then the sheriff reserves management right to shift you from that shift based upon issues that come up. Are those necessarily in conflict?
They are when you look at the language that says they will be implemented. So they will be implemented in August. The sheriff didn't do that. So there's that didn't happen. So what happens is the sheriff gets the ability to create the shift bid in June of by June 1st of every year, gives it to the union. They conduct the bid by July 1st. And then it says the sheriff shall implement that bid August 1st. And it says this process repeats every year. The notion that the employees will be allowed to select their days off, if if the result is the sheriff can then go ahead and change those, that's not the employee selecting their days off. Ultimately, that's the sheriff selecting their days off, which is not what the parties bargained for. The issue about what does transfer mean, though, the question is, does transfer actually mean shifts? Not certainly under a reasonable interpretation of the agreement. The management or the Merit Commission statutes talk about transferring, and what they talk about is transferring an employee from one division of the department to another, or they say departments of the sheriff's office, which would be a division. So transferring an employee, for example, to drug unit and investigator unit and back and forth, the patrol unit to there. That's what the Merit Commission statutes define transfer to be, not moving between shifts. When you think of what you would commonly understood as a lateral transfer, people don't think of that as changing my days off. If all of a sudden I'm still a patrol officer, I'm on first shift, and you've changed my days off from Saturday, Sunday to Wednesday, Thursday, for example, nobody thinks of that as a transfer. Now, a lateral transfer, and in the sheriff context, some sheriff's offices also have jails. So you could be a deputy that's on the road patrol and you're assigned and transferred to the jail, or you're transferred to the drug unit, the investigations bureau, canine unit. But the idea that we call a change between shifts as a transfer is really, I don't think there's evidence of that in the
context. So I understand your argument. You're talking about the word transfer in relation to what? The regulation? The CBA?
The Merit Commission statute. And so I think it's reasonable to interpret the term transfer in light of what the statute says a transfer is. And a transfer under the Merit Commission statutes is actually a change between divisions. And I see my time is out. If the court has any further questions, unless it does, I will.
Thank you
very much.
Good afternoon. May it please the court. My name is Ashley Cannell, and I represent respondents in error appellees, Hall County, Nebraska, the Sheriff's Office, Merit Commission of Hall County, Nebraska, Hall County Sheriff Rick Conrad, and Hall County Sheriff's Office. Today, I will argue the district court properly affirmed the decision of the Hall County Merit decision based on the Merit Commission's regulations, as well as the plain language of the collective bargaining agreement. It's undisputed that the county and the union had a collective bargaining agreement that governed their relationship. The collective bargaining agreement contained two broad management rights provisions and then several more narrowly tailored enumerated management rights as well. The first broad management right provisions provides that all management rights, functions, responsibilities, and authorities that are not specifically limited by the express terms of the agreement are to be retained by the sheriff. The second provision recognizes the concept of inherent management rights. One of the narrower provisions that specifically reserves the sheriff's right to direct and arrange workforces, which includes the right to transfer employees. The collective bargaining agreement also contains provisions regarding annual shift bidding procedures based on seniority. The Sheriff's Office Merit Commission is an administrative agency that is established by statute. The Merit Commission has adopted regulations that apply to certain aspects of employment within the Sheriff's Office. Article 9, Section 1 of those regulations addresses transfers and states that the sheriff may, in the sheriff's discretion, transfer classified personnel from one shift to another. It also provides that such a transfer will not be considered a promotion or a demotion. There's a mirror provision also within the regulations that discusses transfers with respect to a transfer from one division to another, and also recognizes that that will not be considered a promotion or a demotion.
So while you're on that subject, what gave the commission the right to issue that regulation?
Yeah, so the appellants argue that the Merit Commission's regulations are outside of the statutory authority that in adopting that transfer regulation. However, Nebraska Revised Stat 23-17-27 specifically authorizes the Merit Commission to adopt rules that are not inconsistent with sections 23-1721 to 23-1736 for the examination and selection of persons to fill the offices and positions in the classified service.
And I understand his position to me that goes to hiring. So how does transferring shifts relate to hiring?
So as it was interpreted by the district court in the argument that the county would propose today is that the transfers are reasonably related to the selection of persons to fill positions within the classified service. So a position related to the specific day or division that a deputy sheriff may work, and the selection, the choice of the sheriff to assign an employee to that particular provision. In Cornhusker Christian Children's Home, the Nebraska Supreme Court explained that courts should not interfere with the rules established by administrative agencies when they bear a reasonable relationship to the subject of the legislation, and when it constitutes a reasonable exercise of the powers that were conferred. And that's particularly true when the regulations relate to the protection of public morals, health, safety, and the general public, general welfare, which would be applicable in this case when you're talking about regulations specific to employment in a sheriff's office. The Merit Commission's rules regarding a transfer from one division or shift to another does bear a reasonable relationship to the selection of persons to fill offices or positions within the classified service, and it would constitute a reasonable exercise of the powers that were conferred on the Merit Commission by the enabling statute.
Assuming we found the regulation to be valid, would you follow up on that question we asked counsel, which is, is the regulation in conflict with the contract?
So the regulation is not in conflict with the collective bargaining agreement necessarily. The county doesn't argue that they were prohibited from bargaining with respect to shift bidding procedures. Rather, the express language regarding reservation of management would point to the regulations as a source of the sheriff's right to transfer deputies from one shift or division to another. So it's clear under the plain language of that regulation that the sheriff has that discretionary authority. If the party's intent was to remove that discretion, the party should have either expressly stated that intent in the collective bargaining agreement, and there's other provisions within the collective bargaining agreement that do reference the Merit Commission's regulations, or they could have gone to the Merit Commission to have proposed a change within the regulations to reflect a change in authority. So it's not that there's a conflict, but the reservation of management's rights would say that because they didn't expressly state within the collective bargaining agreement that that was changing, that regulation should stand as is, and the sheriff should retain the right to transfer an employee from a division or a shift, excuse me. Finally, the district court properly interpreted the plain and unambiguous language of the collective bargaining agreement by giving effect to every material provision, including that specific management's right clause that reserved the sheriff's right to direct and arrange workforces, including the right to transfer employees. So reading the collective bargaining agreement as a whole, the district court correctly determined that while the sheriff could not restrict or prohibit an employee from engaging in the shift bidding procedures as outlined in the collective bargaining process, once that process had been done, the sheriff retained the right to transfer deputies from one shift to another. And that reading is consistent with the sheriff's inherent management rights and the need to effectively manage employees' performance issues and safety concerns, such as in this specific case with Deputy Keir, whose job performance had significantly decreased when she had previously worked a day shift And then she shifted to work a night shift, which is when she began to have her performance issues. It also enables the sheriff to manage his department efficiently to make sure that deputies within an assigned shift, which has specific functions related to it within, for example, the day shift, you have more routine procedures, serving of warrants, things of that nature, versus night shift, you're more likely to be on a patrol duty, dealing with drug arrests, things of that nature. And so it also enables the sheriff to make sure that the deputy sheriff is able to safely perform the functions that are specific to each shift and or division. Even if the contract were to be considered ambiguous, the contract interpretation is also evidenced by Deputy Keir and the union's own conduct with respect to this exact issue. Deputy Keir had shift bid in June of 2018 for this night shift provision or position. The sheriff then transferred Deputy Keir within the same year in May of 2019 to this day shift position, given her performance issues. Deputy Keir and the union did not file a proper grievance nor exhaust the grievance procedures with respect to the sheriff's decision to transfer Deputy Keir in May of 2019. They only had challenged the grievance with respect to the June 2019 shift bid when the sheriff had rejected the results.
So what effect does that have on us?
It's one evidence of the party's intent based on their past performance if the contract is considered ambiguous. It's also relevant, it goes to a question that was asked earlier about kind of the difference in procedures. If the, as it's determined by the Merit Commission and later upheld by the district court, the sheriff cannot prohibit Deputy Keir from engaging in the shift bid process as outlined in the collective bargaining agreement. But once that process is done, then he retains the right to transfer. I think that distinction is different than a rejection of the shift bid that was originally done in June 2019.
But the effect is the same, isn't it, under either scenario, whether he does it prior or following?
They're correct, except for the compliance with the shift bidding procedures that have been bargained for. Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. How much did we take her over there with that last question?
17 seconds, Your Honor.
You want to wrap up in 17 seconds?
Sure, Your Honor.
Your Honors, there were some questions there. The issue about the Merit Commission regulation, if that's really the source for the sheriff's discretion, the sheriff didn't raise that below. So if that's actually what the sheriff is relying upon.
Sorry. I apologize.
Hold on 1 second, if you would, please. We'll get you, give you 15 more seconds here.
How's that? Reset the shot clock.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time.
15 seconds isn't a ton, but we are going to have to limit you to that, okay?
Okay.
There you go, 17.
17 it is. Go ahead.
So I think it's telling that the sheriff didn't raise this issue below. If that was what it was really relying on, why doesn't it bring up the regulations at the provision, at the hearing? The regulations themselves also say that the sheriff has discretion. There's not really a conflict to say that he then can give up that discretion by bargaining it away. There's no violation there. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Counsel, thank you both. And reminder, please exit out the side door. And we do appreciate it. The matter is submitted.